This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that are not necessarily approached in the most adult way. If this isn't your type of thing, I hear the history of the toilet is on YouTube somewhere.
I was listening to this week's podcast today. I think there was too much penis chat.
Yeah,
it was just a bit much.
Yes.
And I say that as someone who's quite fond of them.
I don't think there's so much this time. It was a bit cock heavy last week.
It was.
Is this the bit that we talk about before it then?
Maybe, if you want.
Oh, all right then. Then it's time for me to say, should we do a podcast?
I still don't understand how this podcast works. Yes, let's attempt to do it.
Hello. This is the wonderful Johnny Robinson talking.
And this is the... I'm fine. Zoe Fell, hello.
I'm not necessarily wonderful, actually, to be fair. It was just a different way to start the podcast.
Have you been reading a thesaurus?
Thesaurus? What's one of them? Huh? What is it?
How am I fucked up so early?
Are you tired?
Not even particularly. I've been doing maths tests for the last 2 days. I think it's broken me.
To answer your question, I haven't used a I've just carried on with my everyday life and maybe thought that if you could edit every start of the podcast, it'd go, hello, welcome to the podcast, I'm Johnny Robinson, and it just does that for however long we do the podcast for.
Until the end of time.
Yeah. Time.
What's that?
That was Prince with Time, Sign of the Times.
Oh. See, it doesn't work when you do it. It's funny when I do it.
Yeah.
Let's carry on.
It's a podcast when we just go through things about what's happened this week and talk about life in general and silly stuff that happens in it. We've also got a game called Bombardment and a couple of other features too, which is like what we've learned today, and Fact Cop, where we go through some facts that we learned.
Yes. On the subject of Bombardment, mm-hmm. I have an apology I need to make.
Okay.
This is an official apology, an official statement from me, Zoe Fell. Well, that's my full name. I probably shouldn't put that out there. Maybe bleep out my middle name.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, your middle name could be like the name of either Uma Thurman's character at the beginning of Kill Bill.
The Bride.
Yeah, or, well, that would mean you'd be called Zoe the Bride Fell, which is... Or the other option is that you could be called the name of Clint Eastwood in Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and all those ones.
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and the completely nonplussed about the whole thing.
The guy with no name, whatever he's called.
Oh, the man with no name, yeah. So this is an official apology from the estate of Zoe Fell, as written on the 3rd. Oh, my calendar still says it's January.
Mine does as well.
Let me change it over. I got a Great British Bake Off calendar this year. Let me just put that up there.
I've got a Marvel one, by the way. I don't know. January was the Hulk, so I don't know what was...
Oh, okay. I get recipes on mine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've not done any of them yet. So this is an official apology from the estate of Zoe Fell as of Tuesday, the 3rd of February, 2015. During last week's Bombardment, Zoe Fell said that it was green writing on white when referring to the fire exit signs. Upon researching the issue, it is clearly white writing on a green background. This will bump up Johnny Robinson's score from 2 to 3. Thank you, and apologies.
Yay! I will say, actually...
I am sorry about that.
That is okay. When I was in a restaurant, like, last week...
I thought you were about to say I was in a mood all week and I felt really bad.
Oh, no. I was in a restaurant last week and I looked at the sign and I was like, no, she was wrong.
It did kind of make the rest of my questions a bit redundant, but there we go. You now scored 3 last week, so congratulations.
Oh, yay, I've got a chance a little bit more. Intro finished.
Johnny of the future, this is an edit point.
I can just leave that in.
No, don't. You twat, no. And you definitely can't put this bit in the podcast, not even like in a deleted jingle, whatever.
Zoe.
I've not gone anywhere.
I know, I'm just saying your name.
Say my name. when no one is around you. Say baby, I love you. All the times have changed.
Something names, even there. You have to be careful because there is a yellow snow warning for next 4 days.
Oh my God.
Over the UK. I know, so don't eat it because it's yellow.
Have you ever eaten yellow snow, like even out of curiosity?
Well, no, because I know what it is.
Have you eaten snow that is not falling from the sky? And by that I mean like, have you picked up snow that has settled and eaten some?
Yes, I have. Have you?
No, I've only ever done the thing where, like, ah, that is the most unattractive sound. When you catch snowflakes on your tongue?
I remember when I was a little baby. I mustn't have been that little of a baby, actually, because I remember it. But I remember it snowed outside. My dad came in with a handful of snow.
This already sounds suspicious.
But I remember he came in and he was like, look, it's snow. And then, like, he gave me a bit. He let me touch it and then I ate a bit. And then that's all I remember of it.
That's quite a nice story compared to some of the things we've told in the past.
Don't eat the yellow snow. Yellow snow warning next week.
Alert. Alert. Apparently, Man on Dolphin sex documentary makes big splash at film festival.
Okay.
Which is definitely something that we've spoken about.
Well, yeah, I've got a news story also, which is, I'm guessing, the same thing. A man says he has sex with a dolphin because it seduced him.
Yeah. Do you... I can read a quote if you want to put some sexy music over this.
Okay, go on then. Get sexy.
Do not just instruct me to get sexy. You're insinuating that I'm not sexy already, and I think that's rude.
Get sexier.
I feel a bit sick. Is this my audition for when I set up a sex line when things get really bad monetary-wise?
Yes.
I started rubbing her along her back, working my way to her flukes. And as I was rubbing her and moving my hand towards her tail, Dolly was slowly rolling around her long axis. What the fuck is a long axis?
I don't know.
Is that just a bit of a dolphin?
Must be. It must be like the tail. No, that is the tail. He's mentioned a tail.
And the guy has written a book. It was called... It was out in 2011 and it was titled Wet Goddess.
Wow.
But I can't read any of it because it's not licensed to be recorded. But I don't particularly want to get sued by a man who's fucked a dolphin.
No. That would be a nice little thing to put on somewhere, wouldn't it?
It's not on a CV because I know that's where you were going with that.
No, but like in general, just like a... Like, Zoe Fowl sued by Dolphin Fucker.
Well, sorry, we should probably say Dolphin Lover because that is the name of the documentary.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good look, would it, I guess, to be sued by a guy who's dragged a dolphin.
In terms of, like, taking a moral high ground, I think we'd have it there. I don't know if I'd want to have the moral high ground over a man who's penetrated a dolphin.
Also, surely the dolphin can't have said, oh yeah, go ahead.
Well, apparently it was consensual, but if they've not explicitly said yes, it's not fine. Consent is sexy. Understand that.
Yes, dolphins are not. Which is why we only talked about it, but would never...
Oh God, no, I'd never do that.
Actually go and shag a dolphin. Okay, well, that's that dealt with. Trying to nick my Kinder Egg.
Tell him to fuck off. I don't know why.
This is the news. This is the news.
Single woman puts herself on eBay in hope of finding dream man. A single mum put herself for sale on eBay in the hope of finding her dream man and received bids reaching over £200. Mum of two, Lois Curtis, 49, wanted to meet a Greek, rugged, gorgeous guy so she could emigrate and told any would-be buyer that it was collection only and that there were no returns. But after her search for love racked up £205 in less than 24 hours, she got cold feet and removed the advert. Would you like to hear what Lois from West Sussex posted?
Go on then.
Has been used, but in pretty good condition. Good bodywork and sense of fun. Just bored with the same old thing. Cooks and cleans, no warranty. Fuses have been known to blow. Would that inspire you to bid for a person on eBay?
Not really, no. I suppose they would have to be a bit more... I suppose that's taste of people and stuff, though, I guess.
Yeah. I was trying to think if I got desperate about putting myself... I would never do this, obviously.
No.
I might. We'll see how bad it gets. I was trying to think what I would put in my eBay advert, right? And it would have to be something along the lines of, I can't even think, because there is nothing interesting about me.
What would you say your headline? Was that it?
Yeah. All my own teeth, not my own hair.
Well, you did grow it, though. It's just not the right colour.
It's just not the right colour, yeah. Collars don't match the cuffs. I can't say that. That's an awful thing to say. No one wants to think about that.
I've got the random one that came into my head there was, Zoe fell, but will she fall for you?
I quite like that.
Sorry, you've probably had that quite a lot, I guess, as well.
Yeah. Shall I read you what's on my Tinder bio?
Yeah, go on.
It's pretty much the same as what's on my OK. It's like I get around.
Are you going to replace it now with...
No, because that would give them my actual name, and I'm not an idiot.
Oh, okay, no.
Okay, oh, hello there. Always a casual start.
Did you put, didn't see you there?
No, I'm just like, oh, hello there.
Okay.
I've accepted that I've got a big forehead. That is why fringes exist. Naturally short-sighted, but not naturally ginger. If I had a type, it would be a gent with a beard, glasses, tattoos, and an extensive wardrobe consisting most... I can't fucking talk tonight! If I had a type, it would be a gent with a beard, glasses, tattoos, and an extensive wardrobe consisting mostly of knitwear. I don't, however, tend to play by type all that often. Swipe left if you don't appreciate the interrobang as much as you should, but please God, swipe right if you actually know what an interrobang is. That is that.
Yeah, so basically you're asking God as well. To swipe right.
Does that come across as religious? No, you've just made me realise that. Like, I don't not believe in it, but I don't...
Actively...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think it does. It's just me picking out words.
Okay. Oh, in my OkCupid thing, I have a line saying, I'm not a morning person, so any discussions between the hours of 3 a.m. and 12 p.m. are best avoided. I don't know what redeeming characteristics I have.
Well, actually, that's one of the other things that's in the weird news. I went past it. I didn't do anything with it. But apparently, a lot of people don't know the things that they're good at or something.
I find myself funnier than I actually am. Which is not a good thing.
I think I do the same with me as well, actually. But then again, I don't. If I don't find it funny, then I don't know if anyone else will.
I'm really bad at maths. Maybe it should just be a list of what I'm not good at.
Yeah.
And then go.
Put me down for that as well. Bad at maths.
I'm awful at maths.
Yes.
I found that out this week. Well, I knew already, but it was cemented this week.
Well, you work in a place that has money in.
I work in a shop, yes.
Yeah, so, like, surely...
I handle those dollar bills. We don't work in dollars, we work in pounds, but, you know. Fat wads of cash. Give me them fat stacks. I'm going to stop talking like someone I'm not, because I feel I might get in trouble.
Just change into a gangster.
This is Zofel. I work in a shop. I'm really bad at maths. Give me them fat stacks. I handle those fat wads of cash. That is that. Dollar bills. All my own teeth, not my own hair. Extensive wardrobe consisting mostly of knitwear. It's just not the right colour, yeah. Does that sound like I'm begging for sex? Fuck this shit. I worry that this podcast is quite offensive sometimes.
Okay.
Especially last week's.
About what?
About the obvious thing.
What,
not the
penises?
No, not the bee penises. Hitler!
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
I was worried that came across offensive.
Right.
And I didn't want that to happen. But yeah, I think it's easier to discuss your shortcomings and the things you're not good at than it is to talk about why you're brilliant.
Yeah, because if I don't know if you find this, but like when you say to someone, oh yeah, I'm good at, and it's not particularly a particularly good thing that you say that
you're good at. Big-headedness isn't attractive. And I'm not talking about like having literally a big head.
Well, no, you've said that about your forehead.
It's all in proportion, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I have a massive forehead, so it's like a five head. It's awful. Although someone did message me to say, oh, it's not that big, I think it's cute, and I was creeped out, so I blocked them. I can't win. I can't win. No one can win with me.
Yeah, because, yeah, what is it, one of those things, if they flatter you and you're like, no, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so picky, it's awful. So would you put a bid in for someone sold themselves on eBay?
I don't think I would. I think that says to me too desperate about something. And then it might be the case that they're not the right person. So you've bidded on something, but instead of getting with somebody just because they're the highest bidder, isn't the same as because you get on with them.
Yeah.
For instance, it might be the case that some freaky person bids like all of their money on her, and then...
I imagine the type of people that would bid on a person on eBay are not the kind of people you would want to spend any amount of time with. Or at least in the same room. But if you were separated by thick plate glass, maybe.
The other idea, and I say the other idea because we cut the first one out, is, I said on the podcast, the old one, that could you not employ somebody to be a wife or husband?
Are you talking about, like, mail order husbands and wives?
So, okay, so you're at work and you employ somebody as the official role of husband. So, you know, you've got managing director, producer, or general manager, or area manager.
Right.
You've employed someone as husband, and their role is to carry out husband roles during their employment.
This sounds an awful lot like prostitution, but with a bit more cuddling. And they'll maybe make you soup once in a while.
Yeah, well, if making soup is in the or tending to the boss, for instance, or tending, or no, not tending to the boss, tending to the wife position. And then, but the difference is, right, is if the wife or the husband aren't doing their job right, then they can get fired from being the husband instead of having to get to court and then having all these problems with divorces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can just be fired from their position as that.
That would be a really odd episode of The Apprentice. Oh no, that would be the best episode of The Apprentice.
What, Alan Sugar's looking for your a wife?
No. Right. Zoe Fowle's The Apprentice. Zoe Fowle is a young, almost 24-year-old woman with career aspirations, blah, blah, blah. But she's yet to find man, person of her dreams.
Yeah.
Apply now to join the search and possibly marry this wonderful woman. So they have to do, like, week by week, they're knocked out. That sounded a bit rude, but it wasn't meant to. So week by week, one of them's fired, and they have to do tasks such as... So let's think about what kind of things I like. So they'd have to plan a day at the Edinburgh Festival, or they would have to be willing to just sit in bed all day.
And one of them should be, they genuinely have to pick out some things that you are actually good at.
Yes.
So you can tell people that should this process not work out right,
I can go forward with it. This is the best thing ever. I want to make this show now.
It does sound a little bit like Mr. Right, but it's not, because...
It's not. I would have two... So you would be kind of Nick.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to have a female friend as Karen.
Yeah.
And you would be my advisors on this and go, no, actually, he's a bit of a knob. Or he's really fit. Keep him in the process.
We can go around with the when they're doing their tasks and see which ones would be more suited to your... Does that mean you'd be Alan Sugar then?
Obviously.
Alan Sugar position. Yeah, that might actually be a good show just in general, just to have the girl in... The main girl, two friends on the side, and then a load of people trying to apply.
Why has no one done this before? Surely someone must have done this before.
This is going to get picked up by the BBC now.
Or maybe BBC Three.
Yeah.
For when they go online only.
Yeah.
Dear BBC Three, please let me do this show. I'd really enjoy it.
It does sound like it would be a good idea. It kind of sounds like it would be along the same levels as, like, Don't Tell the Bride.
It's kind of a bit like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But less sleazy.
Yeah.
And more easy.
You could make them do some really weird tasks, though.
But they would have to be things that were related to things that I do.
So you'd have to get, like you say, arrange a gig, a comedy gig, or maybe even, like, do stand-up or something.
Yeah, who can get me the best celebrity reply on Twitter?
Yeah.
They'd have to go away to beat some of the ones I've had in the past, so, you know, they've got their work cut out. Johnny, I really want to make this show now!
Oh, see, yeah, it would be a good show.
It's so tragic how much I want to do this now.
We should be at the BBC being producers and saying, we've got ideas for a show, and just keep making some.
How do we copyright this in audio form?
Oh, we've copyrighted it because we've mentioned it now.
Okay.
No, we just have to say, we exercise this copyright now.
But no, I really want to do that show.
Okay, so in my part of the news, I've found a list on metro.co.uk of why wanking is better than sex.
Right.
So
I can already feel myself blushing, which is great.
Okay.
always a really good start to a bit.
Yeah, well, at least it's not necessarily talking about the exact subject we were talking about last week.
Penises, 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 Bellend, penises, screaming Bellend, penises, 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 penises. People are going to be getting wiped off and fingered.
It's all about that pee, about that pee, man, vagina. It's all about that pee, about that pee, pee, pee,
pee. It's going around it.
No, because ladies do it too.
Right.
Am I already sharing too much? Am I glad that my mum doesn't really listen to this anymore? Yes, I am.
Well, at least you've, like, done that, so made it so the people who potentially could listen to this and you would feel uncomfortable forevermore, don't listen to it anymore, then you've done the job.
To be fair, already uncomfortable, but let's just carry on.
So, according to metro.co.uk, choking the chicken, bashing the bishop, spanking the monkey, beating the meat.
Can I just point out that all of those are euphemisms for male masturbation?
However, it says twirling the pearl, dotting the I, beating around the bush, gusset typing, a night in with the girls.
I wish you could see my face now, Johnny.
Okay.
It's not good.
Okay.
Not good.
Or just in general, me time.
That was our one.
So whatever you call it, masturbation, hang on, just make it bigger so I don't sound like I'm inept of reading again, like always.
Johnny making it bigger there whilst talking about masturbation.
Whatever you call it, masturbation sadly has the social standing of an old man with rotting teeth and a grubby sou-wester?
Sou-wester. Sou-wester.
Relatively. See, I am inept. Eyeing up sheep from behind a bush in the Yorkshire Moors.
I don't know who the writer has been hanging around with, but it's not the right people.
No. Here's the facts, okay, for it. And this isn't fact cock, this is something...
This is facts about cocks and vaginas, apparently.
Yes. You don't have to train up your partner.
There are so many things I want to say already.
Okay.
But I can't bring myself to do so.
You've been having sex with yourself for years. You are unlikely to waste time kneading your boobs like they're dough or snagging your penis on your own teeth.
Was this written by a chap or a lady, this article?
Yes, it's written by a lady.
Okay. I was just curious.
Okay, number two.
Oh, that was only number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two, you can switch partners halfway through if the first one's rubbish. I gather this is frowned upon during coitus. Number three, you don't have to worry what it all means. Number four, it doesn't matter if you fall asleep halfway through. Number five, you can experiment with things that, in all honesty, would bloody terrify you in real life. And underneath it says, because a gangbang with the entire cast, MIC.
Made in Chelsea.
May seem hot, but would probably be very stressful to coordinate. Number six, you won't become a parent. Number seven, you can have sex with anyone. Number eight, you won't get crabs. Number nine, you can go all day if you want. And then it says, good luck trying that if you're a man over 25. I'm over 25. I'm just pointing it out. You can just stop if it's not going to happen. At number 11...
How many of these are there?
13. Number 11, it's much easier to be spontaneous and adventurous. Number 12, there's no slightly awkward withdrawal. And number 13, you won't be judged for falling asleep straight after. Still uncomfortable?
Yep.
Right.
I know we're very open on this podcast.
Yeah.
I know we've often been too open on this podcast.
Well, we've not been that open.
And this is one of those things that I don't feel comfortable discussing.
Indeed.
With the entire world.
At the end of it, it says, happy fapping, everyone.
You know how I normally go, oh, I shouldn't say that, and then I go on and say it anyway?
Yeah.
I do have one of those, but I'm actually not going to say it this week.
Normally, after things like this, we ask each other questions.
Nope.
That's not going to happen either.
Nope. Nope. No, it's not.
No.
Nope.
This is one of those ones where we just say it and then move on quickly.
That is a list that you can find on the internet.
Yeah, if you want to explore anything else, then just deal with it yourself.
Is it worse that I'm not willing to discuss it than it would be if I did talk about it? I can't work out. I'm aware we should be an open society and, like, masturbation is fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine, totally normal. I think it's probably a bad sign that I'm not willing to... I don't know.
Well, you don't want to be telling somebody and then someone having a wank about it.
Mm.
That's my only thoughts on it.
I have plenty of thoughts on it. Oh, God, no. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wanking. Zoe has plenty of thoughts about it.
But there's plenty of stuff I'd want to say, but I... I don't want strangers from the internet judging me.
We're being judged anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But I know what you mean.
But God, I'm not a prude by any length.
Yeah.
I am making this worse, aren't I?
Why are we still on this subject?
I don't know. You brought it up. Everything is an innuendo now, isn't it?
It has that potential, yeah.
Masturbation, it gets two thumbs up from me. Oh, you're going to have a masturbation gets two thumbs up from me jingle, aren't you?
I can do.
Or you're just going to put a different word in.
Like what?
I don't know. Something or other gets two thumbs up from me.
That was the news. That was the news.
The cunt funny vagina place gets two thumbs up from me.
They call me Mr. Bombastard.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa.
Now it's time for a game called Bombardment, and this week it's my turn to get Zoe questionized and see...
Oh, God.
...how many of these you can answer.
Well, you got three last week after I screwed up.
Yeah.
So... hopefully I'll do better than three.
I'll tell you what, I'll keep score. I'll put like a score thing.
Just tick or cross next to them. Or are they on your computer?
On the computer.
Okay.
Let's find out how well you will do. Zoe Fell.
I'm genuinely scared.
Are you ready to play Bombardment, Zoe?
Yes, I am ready.
And the questions start now. What is the name of the sandwich filler that contains pre-cooked cold chicken meat, raisins, herbs and spices and has a creamy mayonnaise-based sauce?
Coronation Chicken.
Correct. Coronation Street is on ITV. When did ITV launch?
1963?
No, it was 1955, 22nd of September, in fact. In 1955, Winston Churchill resigned as Prime Minister. Why?
Because people didn't like him?
Incorrect. It was because of ill health or too sick. If you're too sick to come to school today, what would you be marked down as?
Absent.
Correct. People who tend to go on Jeremy Kyle's show are said to be absent of mind. Name the person who hosted Mastermind before John Humphreys did.
Was it Magnus Magnusson?
Incorrect. You could have had either Clive Anderson from Discovery Channel or Peter Snow on Radio 4. Peter Gabriel sang a song about sledge what?
Hammers?
Correct.
Of love.
Sledgehammers of love? What? No, that was sledgehammer would do. Hammer would do. Hammers are good for banging nails into a wall. But what important wall was knocked down in 1989?
Was it the Berlin Wall?
Correct. Berlin is a band who had hits in the 80s. They did a song about taking something away. What was it?
My breath.
Correct. Number 9. What is the made-up condition made by a toothpaste company that means you have bad breath?
Bollocks. It's not that. Halitosis?
Correct. Halitosis is a reference to an odour of the mouth. What is the stuff you put in your mouth that will bring you sustenance?
Food?
Correct. Food or chocolate, I've got there. That is the end of that.
Sledgehammer of love.
Sledgehammer of love.
I don't know what I was thinking.
So yeah, you got more than me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh my goodness.
When I was doing it, I thought you got more, but no.
It felt like you did loads of questions. It felt like you did more than 10 questions.
Yeah, I just did 10. The Radio 4 one, the John Humphreys one, there were different incarnations of it on different channels. But the BBC one, the BBC Mastermind, stayed on Radio 4 after Magnus Magnusson had stopped.
Oh, well, there you go.
At the moment, you're winning with 7 points, which means that I have got 4. That is correct, isn't it? My maths is right there.
Yeah, this is like the only maths I'm able to do.
I'm going to have to get 4 next week in order to overtake you.
For a week. Which is doable.
That was Bombardment. Ta-da!
Back next week.
Now it is time for Faxed Cock.
show you what's with it. Never lie to you. We found this on the internet. Never lie to you. Oh, we try. Never lie to you. It comes from sources that we rarely check. Never lie to you. Oh, we try. Return of the confessor. Return of the confessor. Return of the confessor. And that's about all I've got.
That was good.
Genuinely stressful.
That was really good. I liked it.
Thanks. So my very first fact cock this week, is that every time you hit the space bar, on average, 600,000 people in the world do too. Do you ever do the thing where you think about how many people in the world are doing exactly the same thing as you are?
Yeah, I haven't done it for a while. But like, yeah, like who could have been singing Return of the Mac around the time that you did?
Yeah, or who was having this exact discussion, recording a podcast?
Yeah, who's recording podcasts
at the same time now?
I wonder, when you're watching like a TV program or something, and it's in your town or whatever, and then what would you see if they turned the camera around, and then if they could make it so like you could actually take the TV camera from wherever it was, and then they can just see what you were doing that day? So you could live the camera of that day, a bit like you were moving the cameraman.
I think I get where you're coming from. But it's weird to think, in a world where there are, what, 7 billion odd people, of how many of those people are doing the exact same thing as you at that same time. I mean, breathing is kind of a given, because you're not consciously thinking about that, really. Weirds me out a bit.
I know what I was thinking as well. So, you know, like, when the Google Street View camera comes past?
Yeah.
And then, like, say if they were to take all of the pictures all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So if they took a snapshot of the world.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
Say if you were outside or whatever. So you'd be outside, and then you could maybe see, like, your parents or something gardening outside at the time.
My parents actually used to be on this Google Street View.
Yeah.
Outside my house, bringing shopping into the house, which I always thought was really funny.
My brother was on it.
Then they updated it and they weren't there anymore.
Oh, no, you can go back in time on Street View.
Can you?
Yeah, you have to... Hang on, I can find something.
This is really good for an audio podcast.
It's all right, we can tell them how to do it. Okay, so type in Google Maps, and then you type in where you want to go, and then there's a picture of it that says Street View, and then I'm outside our old university at the moment, and the idea, what happens is if you look on the top left corner, right, where it says the location, it says underneath it Street View - July 2014, and it's got a clock next to it. And then if you click the clock, it's got a timeline underneath it.
Right.
And at the moment, it's dragged on to the one of 2014. But I can drag it now to go to either September 2012, August 2012, August 2010, or May 2009. And then you click on the picture, and then it takes you to that location in that year. And I reckon it would be really cool if we can do that in regular life. Does this sound boring?
I'm not sure, really.
My first fact, in fact. Other people will hear a higher version of your voice than you do because your hearing resonates through your bones.
Oh, does that mean my voice is even squeakier than I think it is?
I don't know, because I hear your voice as like a normal... Maybe we've got the same pitch, though. Maybe your voice resonates through my... That's weird. I'm just going to shut my mouth now.
It's not going to make a very good podcast, just silence.
No. Maybe, all right, I'll say it anyway.
Ah, the new Prick Up Your Ears podcast with a new co-host, Tumbleweed. Not going to work.
Like, if someone talks at a similar pitch, then would that not resonate as well?
I don't know. I think I'm having an existential voice crisis at the moment. It's going to upset myself again.
If it helps, I remember when I was doing radio when I first started out, and I was told that I sound quite young. Good morning, Swindon FM on DAB Digital Radio and on the World Wide Web. Jonathan Robertson in for Steve O'Toole. Got the news on the way after the 60s at 6. So that's a new one from Maroon 5, Sunday Morning. It's Swindon FM on Sunday Morning. And next we've got a request for the Boo Radleys, coming from Barry, Mike and Sarah, emailing in. And I just want to say hello as well to Gregory Stevens. He's been trying to catch me out this morning, trying to put Rainbow song on. I'm not putting that song on, mate. No way. He did it yesterday as well when I was covering for Phil. Anyway, here we go. Boo Radley's Wake Up Boo. That is me 10 years ago. And I was told that I sound quite young. And at one point told unpleasantly to get off air.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So yeah, so I don't know if that's a thing.
I don't know.
Why are you worried about your voice?
Because it's always been something I'm paranoid about.
Okay.
Which is probably why wanting to work in radio is a terrible idea. Because you have to listen to yourself talking. And if I don't like it, not a lot of other people are going to like it. Maybe I should ask you to just pitch my voice down like 2 octaves.
Okay.
Do a
talk now then. Just do a talk now. Say something and then we'll see how it sounds.
Shall I say my, Tinder bio again?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hello there. I've accepted that I've got a big forehead. That is why fringes exist. Naturally short-sighted, but not naturally ginger. If I had a type, it would be a gent with a beard, glasses, tattoos, and an extensive wardrobe consisting mostly of knitwear. I don't, however, tend to play by type all that often. Swipe left if you don't appreciate the interrobang as much as you should, but please God, swipe right if you actually know what an interrobang is.
Ball like this.
But never.
I want it now. Meow. I want it now. I want another tune, and I want it now.
I didn't used to like the sound of my own voice. I've kind of come to peace with it now.
Yeah, but you've had more years on the earth than I have.
Only 5 and a bit.
How old are you?
I am 30 now.
Oh God, you're so old.
No.
It's definitely more than 5 and a bit, because I'm still 23.
Oh, okay, so that'd be 6.
I'll be 24 by the time we record the next podcast.
Wait, I was born in August. You were born in February, weren't you?
Well done.
Yeah. March, April, June, July, August. 6 months, so a year and a half then, I think. No, 6 and a half, possibly. Something like that.
Yeah, this is the last podcast we will record when I'm 23. Oh, no. Testicle alert. People in the Middle Ages believed that beavers gnawed off their own testicles to prevent being hunted.
Wow.
Would you ever bite off your own testicles if you were in trouble?
No, I don't think I would. There would be a lot of pain involved, which I don't even want to think about.
I guess you'd have to be pretty flexible to be able to even, like, get down there.
Well, apparently, I don't know what the percentage is.
But we've discussed this on the podcast before, yeah, I'm sure of it.
A certain percentage of people have tried to suck their own cock or give themselves oral pleasure. I don't know if that's both sexes. But yeah, it happens apparently.
For the record, one thing I am willing to say, I have never tried to perform oral sex on myself.
Yes, same also. See, that's something we should have mentioned on the thing where we just didn't want to say anything earlier.
Well, it didn't really come up then, did it? Oop. Right, I'm trying to go back to being sensible about this.
Yeah.
I assume that there's something kind of near the testicles or the glands or something, or the scent, I guess, is what was being followed and hunted.
Imagine it was for, what was it again, beavers?
Beavers.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say, sounds like the only beaver with balls.
Yeah! What? I heard you. I was just asking for clarification that I had heard it right and I had.
I have clarified.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe that is the case. Maybe they smell or maybe they just wheel or spunk all the time. I don't know. Oh, by the way, we've got the ongoing conversation of last week's Spunkageddon, I guess we can call it.
Do we have to call it that?
We can call it that. Yeah, let's do that. What would you rather call it?
I'd rather not, to be honest.
50 Shades of Spunk?
No.
So that's all coming up later, but yeah, yeah, maybe they just do that all the time, or maybe they're like really hairy balls and they keep leaving hair everywhere, and then dogs can sniff them up and find out where beavers hide.
Kind of wishing I hadn't picked that one now.
Why?
Last week it was bees, this week it's beavers. What next? Bats? Maybe we'll do something about bat penises next week. Let me write it down on my note list.
Oh, I haven't been taking notes again. Oh, for crying out loud. See, that's what I'm bad at. That would be something if I had, like, a dating profile.
Well, you're fine.
Yes. Yeah, Afri, like I said, Afri's too late to get out of it now.
It's never too late, Afri. Sign a prenup. Holla. Holla, we want a prenup.
We want prenup.
Yeah.
What now?
It's yours. Oh. Your fact cop.
My fact cop.
Yes, please.
Okay, I've got two left.
I need to enunciate better.
I've got two left, and Zomi's got one left. Have you not?
I don't.
Oh, okay, I'll do my two then. In Germany...
Or maybe pick your favourite of the two and then save the next one for
Oh,
next
okay,
week.
I'll do the Germany one next week. Okay, so I've got my last fact cock. There is a drink called pussy.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, and it's in the UK also. By the way, I found this one out myself. Right, I was in a shop earlier on, and then I was just walking around, and I actually picked up some rhubarb lemonade stuff.
Right.
Or would you call it rhubarbade?
No.
What would you call it then? Just rhubarb lemonade?
Rhubarb flavoured lemonade, yeah.
Okay. Had some of that, and it was really nice. But when I was walking around, I saw on the top shelf, there was a pussy, and it was in the drink section, and it was actually a drink called pussy. And I did a Wikipedia search on it. It says pussy is a carbonated energy drink produced by Pussy Drinks Limited in the UK. The drink and brand were created by Johnny Shearer around 2004.
Oh god, he sounds like a lad.
Yeah,
sounds like one of those lads that has loads of banter.
Yeah, pussy banter.
He talks about gash.
No, if that was the case, he would have called the drink gash.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
In April 2013, part of the advertising campaign for Pussy was banned in the UK by the Advertising Standards Agency for being sexually explicit. There you go.
So you're telling me you had the option to buy pussy in a store and you didn't do it?
No, I didn't.
I'm genuinely a bit disappointed in you.
I know.
You could have had a live taste test of pussy on the podcast this week.
I would have drank some pussy.
Yeah. Can you go back to the shop before next week's podcast?
I can give it a go.
And try some pussy live on the podcast.
It's the shop around the corner from where the Banksy is.
Oh, well, the Banksy was.
Oh, well, I looked at it today and it looks a bit sorry and a bit ruined, but it's still there, but just shit now. I don't see why somebody just doesn't go back and like go over what Banksy did to it.
Because then you're just making it worse.
I guess. Well, anyway, it's ruined. But you can still see it, so that's good.
But yeah, I think you should do a pussy taste test next week.
Okay, well...
Did they do different flavours of pussy?
I didn't see. Did I say what flavour it was?
No.
It doesn't... Maybe... Oh. Oh, no! I've just had a thought, right? When they made hedgehog flavour crisps, right, they actually got people who have eaten hedgehog before, and in other countries you can eat things like guinea pigs and that. So... Yeah, they ate hedgehog before and they said what it tastes like to the crisp company. And then the crisp company imitated the flavour and made it...
They synthesised it.
Yeah, which apparently they taste like pig fat or something.
Ugh.
Now, pussy. Have they gone to somebody? Do I need to explain?
No, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
That's why you need to do a taste test next week, Johnny.
Okay, but...
Because it would be useless me testing pussy. Oh, God.
Okay, but the thing is, I'm going to reveal something.
Oh, God. Not sure I want you to.
All I'm going to say is that I have never done that before, or the experience was not correct.
So much for us not sharing much this week.
Yeah, there you go. No, I won't tell you who it was about.
I don't want to know.
Okay, you'd be sick anyway. And that probably makes you wonder who that was.
It really does. I kind of want to know, but I don't want to know. And just move on.
Okay, well, just imagine the worst girlfriend I have had. There you go. Now, so anyway, moving on from that.
Next week's podcast, we will have a live taste test of pussy.
Yeah, and if it tastes... anything like that, then it is going straight in the bin. I will sniff it first. Do you know what would be even worse? If I had a furry cap?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Also, if your girlfriend's vagina is fizzing, that's a really bad sign.
Oh, yeah.
Do take her to the doctor. She probably needs like a pessary or something.
Yeah, we've already done a vagina renouncement before, haven't we? Yeah,
I know we have. But I just feel as if it needs to be repeated and stated again that if your vagina is fizzing,
do something about
please it. Please get it looked at by a professional.
We haven't done any if you could, would you?
I did for you. I asked if you would chew off your own testicles.
Oh, okay.
And that's what got us into this mess.
I was going to ask you actually on that one. I forgot to ask about it. If you had to gnaw off anything, what would you gnaw off?
Maybe a finger or something.
Would you like pick the most pointless finger that you felt was? Like, which one do you reckon?
That's funny, because fingers can point.
Which finger would you say, though?
This is a discussion we had back on the radio show. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
I would probably... See, I'm right-handed.
Yeah.
Having all my right fingers would probably be... Maybe I'd offer toe instead. But not my little toe, because they're used for balance.
Yeah.
So maybe the one next to my little toe...
If it was a finger, the most pointless finger is the second to last one.
I was about to say, the middle finger's pretty damn important.
Yeah. However, on your left hand, right, although like you might not use it so much, on your left hand, that's the one connected to your heart.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can get rid of that one so easily. You probably could get rid of it, but I don't know. It kind of seems wrong to get rid of that one.
Also, it's kind of your engagement wedding ring finger.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you'd have to... Yeah, but on your feet, like, that's got to be the most... Or the least important one, the one that does nothing. Also, I don't know about you, but I tend to think that toe is the...
Which toe? You can't just say that toe, and because I assume you have pointed at a toe, and this is audio.
The toe that you're making reference to. The
one next to your little toe.
Yeah. That, for me, that's always been the one that looks weird. Like, it's got a bit of a weird bend in it and kind of looks like a weirdo. And I noticed, like, with other people's feet that I've seen, that it's the same as well. The second to last toe is a bit of the weird one. Are you looking at your toes now?
I am looking at my toes, yeah.
Yeah.
I took a photo of my foot the other day. Not for any, like, weird kind of foot fetish reason, just to stress.
Yeah.
I paint my toenails and just kind of leave them. I don't really... get my feet out much.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. And on my little toe, my nail varnish had kind of rubbed off and it left like a smiley face.
Right.
In nail polish. It was really weird. But I've got the photo on my phone, but I've not shown anyone because I worry that foot fetish people get on it and I don't really think I want people wanking over my feet.
Yeah. Well, in both senses.
In both literal and metaphorical senses.
I take pictures of my shoes and people think it's some sort of fetish thing. Which I find annoying because all I'm doing is taking a picture of my foot. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Or I'm taking a picture of my shoes on my feet. Not necessarily my feet. But I don't understand why is that considered? I have not been saying, oh, look at my big foot, wank on that.
Have you seen the sex toy, which is just a foot with a vagina at the ankle?
No.
It's one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen. I'm trying to remember if it's called, like, the vajankle or something, and I wish this was a joke.
Okay.
And now I'm going to have to Google it because... Oh, yeah, there you go.
Is it the vajankle, is it?
I'm hoping you're going to Google this now because it will haunt your dreams.
Okay. So instead of... looking at pussy, I will type in...
It's V-A-J and then ankle.
There we go. Oh my god. What the motherfucking fuck? What? Why? Why?
I can't stop looking at it.
I've moved away quickly. Oh no, there it is again.
It's... I just... So many questions.
The main one is why. The second one is how would that even be a living thing? I know it's not a living thing, but like if it was... Because the only thing that represents to me is fucking a dead foot.
I should just say for the record, fetishes are fine. We're not bashing people with fetishes. As long as they're done in a healthy, safe environment, totally fine.
Is fucking a toe from the top from the ankle, though, fucking a foot from the ankle, rather, a fetish or obsession?
I don't get it, but obviously there are people out there that do, and that is fine.
Because you don't say paedophiles are people with a child fetish.
You don't?
No, so maybe that's different.
That took a very weird turn. Oh, fucking fuck shit! Fuck! Fuck! Stop! Fuck! Fuck!
So last week we talked about, was it from the news, wasn't it, about about the penis park. We'd been going on about the penis all through the podcast last week. So I'm happy that this week we've scaled the penis down. We started talking about whether cinemas were going to take precautions about the 50 Shades of Grey film coming into the cinema. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I decided to ask a friend about it. Now, you said you had something about this, Zoe.
Yes, there was a spoof website that wrote an article this week basically saying that they were going to put plastic sheeting down on the seats. And I read it and thought, we made that joke last week. Get your own content, guys.
Maybe people do really listen and we don't know. About the story, we said that we would talk to people that we knew who worked in cinemas. Did you have a chance to ask anyone?
I didn't. I'm a terrible person.
Your terribleness has been overlooked and forgiven for.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, mate.
The father will appreciate that and repent your sins and all that shit. So what we have got now is a reply from my friend who I'm just going to call him Droid. And I'm not going to say which cinema he's from or whatever, because I don't want him to get fired or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you what I sent to him first.
Okay.
And then what his reply was. So, hey Droid, how's life? I've got a cinema-related question on my podcast that maybe you could assist me with. The general idea is, are cinemas taking special precautions when 50 Shades of Grey gets released? Hope you don't mind me asking whether there is a genuine worry that there will be spunk on the seats. Now, his reply, he sent some smileys, which was, which meant that he pissed himself laughing.
Well, that is, I hope he was taking precautions. I hope he had some plastic sheeting down when that happened.
Indeed.
How long did it take him to reply?
Instantly. And in fact, first off, I want to say to him, if he listens to this, congratulations, because he's got engaged.
Oh, well done.
Yay! And I think I may have messaged him while he was on holiday with his girlfriend. Well, fiance. Which I didn't realise at the time, and I was like, okay, da 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 da. And then like I was just having a look back at stuff. His reply was, no, we aren't taking any special precautions or anything like that. The only thing we do is screen checks, where we go into the screen while the films are playing just to make sure people aren't recording and fucking about and such. If somebody is caught touching themselves and stuff like that, the management remove them from the cinema. So if someone manages to do that stuff, then, well, the unfortunate person will find it and then clean it. And then I imagine the seat will be closed off for the day until the cleaners get in the morning, and then they can clean the seat down. So I replied, oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, because we were thinking about, like, it must happen. Even on the bus as well. Like, sometimes there must even be some events like that. But thanks for, excuse the pun, clearing that up. And he goes, it happens in films that aren't necessarily sex-related.
I told you!
Yeah.
I told you this.
And he said about a year ago, the management had to kick out a couple for the girl giving the guy a hand job while watching Argo.
I've seen Argo. That's not a sexy film.
Mm. We only knew it because another customer sitting behind them and then coming out and telling us that it happened. So it does happen.
I mean, I would not be brave enough if there were a couple doing that in front of me. I would not be brave enough to leave the cinema, go and get us. I'd just be like, oh, okay, that's happening. It's not hurting anyone.
It would put you off your popcorn, though.
It would.
He's the only person that we spoke to about it, so if anyone else has got anything to add to that, then.
So far, it's a 100% confirmed rate.
Pussy was banned in the UK by David Cameron. Okay, so what have we learned today?
Thesaurus is really difficult to say.
And that you've had difficulty talking today.
Yes, because everything is apparently a euphemism now. Sledgehammer of Love isn't a real thing, but an existential voice crisis is.
Yeah, and Zoe is going to sing Sledgehammer of Love for the outro of this podcast.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just didn't make it up.
No, I'm going to sing Sledgehammer and then just put Of Love.
We found out that we both end up somehow talking about something that we don't want to get into and find awkward about.
I have no comments to make on that.
We also found out you're not interested in how Google Street works.
I didn't say that. I just thought you discussed it in an extremely boring and dull way. And I mean that in the kindest sense. We've learnt that I'm going to have a fact about bat penises next week.
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, penis. Penis symbol in the sky. It's what all single girls need.
Oh, is that what's going to happen when you want one to come over? You just put it in the sky.
I'd like to have the person attached to it there as well.
Mm.
I don't want just a cock on its own just turning up.
Okay.
Because I probably wouldn't open my door or let it through the letterbox. If I had a cat flap, would nail that shut as well.
Well, I don't want a cock near your flaps, dear.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful place to end it there.
Yay, you're finished then. How have you felt about today's podcast, Zoe?
Middling.
I thought it was an interesting insight again to our lives and...
Why are we doing self-critique all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Is it because no one else will critique it because no one else listens?
Yes, we'll call it that.
We should leave our own reviews on iTunes, really.
We should. I can pretend my name is Dawn Pearson.
Who's Dawn Pearson?
I don't know, but I've just made her up.
I'm going to Facebook Dawn Pearson now and just warn her.
Okay.
I am going to search Facebook for Dawn Pearson now, though.
I'll look for Dawn Pearson too.
There are lots of Dawn Pearsons.
There are. This Dawn Pearson...
I was about to say, don't say her name, but that's kind of integral to what we're doing.
Yeah, I just don't say her Twitter thing.
I just found lots of Dawn Pearsons.
I found lots too. Keep calm and listen to the Kings of Leon is another one.
What we should do is email or tweet all these Dawn Pearsons with a link to the podcast. Just say, you get a mention.
Yeah, okay. That means we should think of another man one as well that you can do, and we should search for him too. How about Roger Coxon?
Roger Coxon. There's only one Roger Coxon. There's only one Roger Coxon. That's the shittest chant there's ever been. There's only one Roger Coxon. There's only one Roger Coxon.
I can't even find him on Twitter.
He's not even tweeted ever. You would think that name would be more common.
Yeah.
We need to stop doing this. We keep trying to close the podcast and getting distracted by Roger Coxon and Dawn Pearson.
Oh no, I've just found John Cunningham on LinkedIn.
And
now what will happen is when he goes to check his LinkedIn, I would have viewed him. Apparently he's a CEO at Mindspace Global Solutions.
If anyone who actually exists would like to leave a comment on our iTunes, you can do that. Please don't give us anything less than 4 stars, though. Because 3 stars is pointless and 2 and 1 stars are just rude.
They should just get rid of those stars.
4 or above.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Matt Smith, leave us a review.
Yes, that would be cool.
That would be nice of you.
And we don't know who you are, by the way.
Maybe we will send you a signed photo of me and Johnny.
Yeah, that will be a thing. Also, as well, he lives in Swindon, where I used to live, well, where I grew up in. So we know how shit the John Murray Tower is and what it's like to walk past Penn Hill. Tell us all of your things that you're thinking in your mind. You can get us on info@soundgorillas.co.uk. Tweet us at PUYU Podcast, or individually, mine is at Drunkable.
Oh, mine is at Zoefell, because that is what my name is.
Go to the website soundgorillas.co.uk/prick up your ears.
What I'd like someone to do is write a blow-by-blow account of what they're thinking as they're listening to the podcast for the first time.
That will be cool.
You don't even have to do a timeline. I just want you to open kind of a Word document, listen to the podcast, and just write what your response is to
them.
Maybe
it will just be total numbness. Maybe they'll just start listening to it and go, whoa, and then be in a forever...
Just a crying emoji. By the way, I just did an impression of the facial emoji, then remembered this is audio and that doesn't work.
Maybe you should do that. Take a picture of it and then we can use it for the next episode of the podcast. Hope you've listened to the podcast and smiled.
This has been the shoddiest ending to the podcast ever.
I know.
I wanna be your sledgehammer of love. Why don't you call my name? Let me be your sledgehammer of love. My lord. Be my
testimony.
Show me round your
fruitcage.
What is...
I don't know what a fruit cage is.
I think it's talking about a lady's boobs, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, why won't it stop? Stop. I can't stop it. Peter Gabriel, shut up. I want you freak. I think he is talking about boobs and a vagina. Soundgorillas.co.uk.